As President Biden prepares to deliver his State of the Union tomorrow, inflation is on the mind of Americans. According to a Gallup poll, inflation is ranked number 2 out of the most important problems facing the country today. Number 1 was interest rates. We want to talk about this a little more in-depthly. President Biden established confidence in our economy and job market, growing recession, but we're going to go right to the front lines and talk to a fourth-generation farmer. This is John Boyd. We're going to bring him in, John Boyd Jr. You're also the president of the National Black Farmers Association. Welcome to National Report. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
So again, when you look at this Gallup poll, inflation and the economy are the top concerns for Americans nationwide. John, tell us, the inflation, is it affecting your business on the front line?
The inflation is certainly affecting my farming operation and many other farmers' operation across the country. Equipment is up 14%. And I don't know if the American people have been to the supermarket lately, but the price of eggs have just about tripled. Everything you pick up in the supermarket, the prices pretty much have doubled over the past year, year and a half. Diesel fuel at an all-time high, fertilizer at an all-time high. These are all input costs for America's farmers. And in 30 days, we have to go to the fields to begin to put our panels in the ground with no real resolve from the Biden administration. President Biden has not met with leaders like myself to discuss the problems that we're facing. We have many farmers in our organization right now who are facing farm foreclosure, and the administration continues to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to America's farmers.
Very interesting point. I also want to show the viewers here at home a breakdown of the rise in food categories, as you mentioned, across the board in the last 12 months. This is according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. Check out this headline. High egg prices should be investigated, U.S. Farm Group says. That's from the farm group Farm Action. John, you see this every single day. You mentioned high egg prices. Why is this? Why are we seeing such high prices here with eggs?
Well, the administration has a lot to do with it, and you have to look at the top. You know, if you look at the example with Mexico, where President Biden has failed to bring any resolve in that deal, in that trade issue that's going to hurt America's farmers if we can't get Mexico to buy U.S.-grown corn. These are things that affect our bottom line and the future of America's farmers. The administration hasn't invested enough in infrastructure, and America's small-scale farmers like myself and many other around the country, we need infrastructure. Just like instead of putting the billions of dollars into Ukraine farmers, they should invest those dollars right here in America's farmers right here at home. We need those dollars. So we see billions of dollars going to help Ukraine farmers, and we can't get the resources and the help that we need right here in America. It comes, I believe, a support decision on behalf of the president.
How many farmers do you think are on the verge of bankruptcy?
Well, we get calls every day from farmers who are facing foreclosure, and we've been reaching out to leaders in Senate and Congress. I met with Chuck Schumer about this, about putting in a farm moratorium, and they still haven't put in a farm moratorium that would include direct loan operators, guaranteed loan borrowers at USDA. All of these farmers are losing their farms while we continue to ignore the issue and the cries and pleas of America's farmers across the country.
So, John, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 45,000 of the 3.4 million farmers in the United States identify as black. As we celebrate Black History Month, what's your message to other black farmers nationwide as the nation fights the inflation, as we talked about, and fears of a looming recession?
Keep your head up and put your hands in God's hand, because God is the ultimate deciding factor here. It won't be President Biden who, when he was running for office, he certainly knew my telephone number and asked for our support, and we supported him overwhelmingly. And after he committed to coming to the table and having a meeting with us, that meeting still hasn't happened since the last time I was on your show. So right now, he has a credibility issue with America's black farmers. And this is the oldest occupation in history for black people. And we put laws in place to protect the bald eagle and the rockfish and the snail darter. And we haven't put laws in place to protect the oldest occupation in history for America, which is, in this case, farming for black people, where we went from slaves to sharecroppers and coming over, overcoming the horrific laws of Jim Crow to survive today, only to have these struggles today with an administration that many black farmers, probably 99%, voted for President Biden. So right now we feel a little bit betrayed and very disappointed in the administration thus far.
Well, we appreciate you coming on here and being so outspoken about it and getting some light shed on this issue. And hopefully we can get some change here for you as well. John Boyd Jr., thank you so much for your time.